I have a great respect for those in the military, and I received a touching request from an anonymous, proudly serving Marine for a story, hopefully similar to the one I've created for your ears today. I apologize that it took me a bit to get to it. I thought it would be fitting to try and release this tale close to Remembrance Day, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, or whatever you call that occasion where you might be. I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you to the serviceman who sent this for trusting me with his request. Thanks to a special military friend and vet who gave me some great guidance on the story details. And thanks to all the men and women who serve or have served. This naughty lady appreciates you so much. Now, relax, unzip, and enjoy my very first military-themed tale. Hey, the nurse let me in. I hope that's okay. You probably don't remember me. Not because of. Well, we used to be in school together. It was a long time ago. My name is. Oh, you do remember. What am I doing here? I came to see you. I heard what happened. I'm so sorry you lost your leg. Are you in pain? We don't have to talk about it. That doesn't explain why I'm here. You're right. Well, I just couldn't not come to see you. You might not know this, but I had the biggest crush on you in school. I did so. I was just shy. I'm not that shy anymore. And I guess I never really grew out of my crush. I know you don't have much family, and your fellow soldiers or Marines might not be able to come. So I wanted to be here for you. I didn't even know what that meant, to be honest. I can't imagine what you must be going through. But I asked the nurse what you need, and she told me that you need four things. She said you need someone who cares about you, and I can give you that. She said you need some encouragement. I can give you that too. I can tell you all kinds of things that are in store for you once you get out of this place. Amazing things. Things you don't want to miss. And she said you need a good cum. You think I'm teasing you? I'm not. Besides, I think it's an excellent idea. Orgasms are great for stress relief and healing. You still think this is some sort of prank, don't you? Well, does it look like I'm teasing you when I'm unbuttoning my blouse like this? Oh, maybe it does. Maybe you're thinking that I'm the type that would just show these off and deny you touching them. I do like showing my breasts off. Well, at least I do today to you. That's why I didn't wear a bra under my dress. What do you think? They're pretty perfect, aren't they? Full and high and round and firm. I filled out a lot since the last time you saw me. They're even too big for my hands, see? When I cup them like this. I bet your hands would be a perfect fit for them. You want to find out? Give me your hand. Touch me. Right here. Oh, I've waited a long time for this. Yeah, put your hands right over my breasts. Feel how tight my nipples are. How soft my skin is. What? Oh, I like that your hands are rough. They're heroes' hands. Oh, yes, you are. You're a hero to me. And to everyone back home. Oh, God. Oh, that feels good. You like getting that reaction from me. And feeling my tits respond to your touch. Oh, I can tell. Well, because something's popped up under your sheet. Don't be embarrassed. I told you, I'm not the shy girl I once was. See? I've wanted to kiss you like that forever. I'd want to keep doing it forever, too. But there's also so much more I want to do. Can I touch you? Please? I want to feel how hard you are. No pressure, just over the sheet, okay? Oh, God, wow. Feels good. Sliding my hand up and down. This sheet is smoother than I thought it would be. And thin enough that I can feel everything. Damn, you've got a sexy cock. Oh, shit. I'm not hurting you, am I? It's just you groaned. Oh, it feels good. Good, it's supposed to. My mouth would feel even better. I heard that groan. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I want to show you how much I wanted this. Please. You can just slip your cock out over the sheet if you like. Here. I'll even go lock the door. See? And maybe I should slip out of my dress, too. What do you think? There. What? Are you shocked by my sexy lace panties and these stockings and heels? Well, I figured you might need a little inspiration to let me stay and play. Do you like my panties? The way they cup my pussy like a second skin. They're wet, you know. Here, give me your hand again. Feel just against the lace like that. See? You did this to me. What? Oh, please. You think I don't know why you're in here? I know. I don't give a fuck. You still did this to me and... Oh, God. Oh, feel what you're doing to me right now. I'm just getting wetter and wetter. Oh, seriously. Look at your fingers. See how glossy they are? Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're tasting your fingers. God, that's so fucking hot. Well, how do I taste? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'd love to give you more, but I I think it might be a bit much for me to climb up on your hospital bed and ride your face with my pussy on the first visit, but what? Don't look so shocked again. I told you. I know what I want. I'm not shy about getting it anymore. I wasted too many years. Now that you're back, alive, I'm not going to deny myself of you. Besides, it's only fair that it's my turn to get a taste, too. All you need to do is slide your cock out from under that sheet. I bet you taste so good. Please. Oh, fuck you. Yes. Damn, that's a sexy cock. I knew it would be. Feel that? How close my lips get when I lean over your good leg. Feel my warm breath on your cock. I love the way it twitches. Easy. I'm not gonna deny you. I just wanna savor this first taste. Slide my tongue up and all around your length. While you feel my firm breasts pressed against your thigh. My ass out. Yes, of course you can touch me. You don't have to ask. You can even finger my pussy again if you like. While I take all of you into my warm, wet mouth like this. Fuck, I feel you throbbing. I don't want to make you come so hard. I'm swirling my tongue around you. I like how my tongue feels right here. Over the sensitive spot under your head. And when I flick your slit. Oh, by the way, did I forget to thank you for your service? I'm doing that right now. I am, aren't I? Let me hold your hand. Yeah, hold me tight while I lick you. Just lick you all over every fucking inch of your dick. Wrap my lips around the head. Sucking harder and harder so your cock feels like it's getting fucked by a tight hole. My hole. Working your shaft too with my other hand while I suck you harder and deeper, stroking you up and down faster and faster. Yes. Fuck yes, put your free hand in my soft hair and guide me. What? You really think I want you to last? Fuck no. Give it to me. Come for me. Yes, I want you to. No, don't pull out. Don't you dare pull out. Feed me that hot cream right into my sexy mouth. No. Please. No. Please. Oh my God. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. See when you smile. Oh, really? I have some of your cum dripping out of the side of my mouth. And it looks good on me. Oh. It tastes even better. Oh, God, you're still playing with my tits. Fuck, they're so sensitive. You really like them, huh? I'm glad. I like you touching them. Uh-oh. That's the nurse. Damn, I better get dressed. Why did you send her away? No. I don't want to interrupt your treatment. Getting you well enough to get out of here is the most important thing. What? Oh, right. I did mention the nurse said there were four things you needed. What was the fourth thing? Hope. Now I'm gonna give that to you too. Hold out your hand. There. I want you to hold on to my wet panties. Use them for whatever you may need, just until I come back tomorrow wearing another, even sexier pair. Because you might not know it yet, but I intend to be all the hope you need. See you tomorrow, soldier.